This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. How do you keep a language alive? Tomorrow, a state council is asking people to call in with their suggestions on how to do that with Alaska's many native languages. Cecilia Martz has some ideas. She's a retired UAF Alaska Native Studies professor who dedicated her career to teaching the Chupik and Yupik language and culture. KYUK's Christy Schallenberger reports that Martz has seen the people's relationship with the language change over time.
The state council is called the Alaska Native Language Preservation and Advisory Council. Martz supports the council's mission, but objects to the word preservation.
Because preserve sounds like you put something in formaldehyde and let it preserve.
Things in formaldehyde are dead, usually sitting on a dusty shelf somewhere, and Martz has a greater vision for Alaska Native languages.
The best English word that I can think of is to continue the language, because it's vibrant and alive. So when you continue something, you don't just stop it, you don't, you know, put it on paper and forget about it. When you continue to live it.
Martz taught Chupik and Yupik for 17 years with the University of Alaska's Kuskokwim campus, and even helped create their written forms. For her, these languages are often better for communicating than English.
It's filled with spirituality and ways to live and how to do things and what do we call yuyak. Language is a whole part of that.
Though both Yupik and Chupik are spoken in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, Martz has seen the number of people speaking the languages and the complexity of the languages diminish. In her own family, she watched her older siblings retain more of their native Chupik than younger siblings, who were sent to English-enforced boarding schools. When Martz moved her children from Chivik to Bethel, she saw some of their Chupik language abilities slip away as they were surrounded by more English speakers. As English has become more dominant, Martz hears less of the high Chupik and Yupik of her elders.
So the language is getting simpler and more washed out, and you use English words in between. So you see the language going down and down and down.
Ever the teacher, Martz is personally pushing back against that decline.
I have a list of Chupik words that are not used anymore, and so I try to use them. And then the Chupik speakers around me ask me, what does that mean? So I explain to them what it means. And I tell them to start using that instead of the modern version, simpler version.
Martz has advice for people who want to continue their language.
Teach yourself more of our culture and use it every day.
KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur contributed to this report. In Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.
You can call in today to voice your thoughts on the state of Alaska Native languages at 1-800-315-6338 and enter 26571 followed by pound. The testimony begins at 11:30 a.m. today, and you can listen to a Chupik version of this story coming up in Yukdun News. Next, in environment. The community of Shishmaref is trying to expand to the mainland as erosion takes more of the village every year. Residents voted on a site in 2016, but there's still a lot of planning and research to be done before that can be determined viable. KNOM's Emily Hofstetter has more.
That's the sound of a village trying to grow on a shrinking island. On the night before the summer solstice, a half dozen workers take advantage of the long midnight sun hours to continue working on the Shishmaref school. The school needs to expand so that the students no longer have to attend class in temporary trailers during the harsh winter months.
We're not a community that's dying. You know, you might think because of the storms and whatnot, you would think that people would move away from here.
Fred Inowak is the vice mayor of Shishmaref. He refers to the erosion and brutal fall storms that have destroyed homes over the years, erased the island's freshwater sources, and now threaten some of its essential roads. In 2016, the community voted to move to the mainland to an area called West Tin Creek Hills. But Inuwak doesn't talk about village relocation.
We removed the word relocation from our community and changed that to expansion.
Inuwak says it's too difficult to get funding for a community that everyone is expecting to relocate. And whether they can do that is a matter of feasibility. That's how DOT project lead Albert Beck puts it.
Our survey crews will be going out to Shishmaref, surveying the lagoon floor to get a contour of what's underneath the water. And that will help us identify the channels.
That data, Beck says, can then be used to help the community and planning agencies make decisions.
Survey would help identify what would it take to provide a land access point, referring to more of like a road or a causeway, or if that's not feasible, then how would you get there via water?
But in the meantime, the village has needs now. FEMA funds are now available for the landfill road to be repaired after being washed out in a 2013 storm. From the air, it looks like someone took a giant bite out of the road in one section, where erosion leaves just a sliver that locals say often gets flooded or washed out, making travel dangerous or impossible. Daniel Adamczyk is the maintenance operations manager for the Department of Transportation in Fairbanks. He says construction on that road is expected to begin in August and be done by early October.
We've been working to get them to replace the lost shoreline with rock that will help protect the landfill road. And then we'll be using some surfacing to resurface the roadway.
Shishmaref, unlike other villages around the state, was lucky this year. They didn't suffer any large-scale damage or erosion from late winter and spring storms. But the threat of erosion continues to wear on while the village continues to grow. If they do get a storm, the current church and school aren't big enough to hold everyone if they need to evacuate. And the community doesn't want to see their village become completely insignificant either. Inuwak says the location is ideal for marine mammal hunting and it could be a spring camp. But that idea doesn't come without challenges.
Like, my main concern would be our spring hunting. How are we going to cross the ice when it gets real dangerous? With everybody, you know, not economically stable, you know, someone would be able to afford to come down here. You know, we're just a walking distance to our meat racks right now.
Life will look different as the island gets smaller and if the community does expand. But Inuwak says change isn't new.
We, the Inupiaq, have been adapting for thousands of years. One way or another, you know, we're going to get down here and still continue our subsistence way of life.
Reporting in Shishmaref, I'm Emily Hofstetter.
Thanks for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org.